The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowd, "Is a lamp acquired to be put under a bushel basket or hidden under a bed? Is it not meant to be put on a stand? Things are hidden only to be revealed at a later time. They are covered so as to be brought out into the open. Let him who has ears to hear me listen." He said to them another time, "Listen carefully to what you hear. In the measure you give, you shall receive, and more besides. To those who have, more will be given. From those who have not, what little they have will be taken away." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Today, on the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, we should say something about St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas is a universal patron of Catholic education. He lived in the 13th century, was one of the first members of the newly founded Dominican Order. His family did not want him to become a religious, so they locked him up. He escaped and managed to enter the novitiate. He was a very silent man, spoke very little, so they called him the dumb ox. But he was one of the most brilliant men in Christian history. He wrote many books. The most important of his writings are called the Summa Theologica, a synthesis of theology. It is, depending on the edition, about 40 volumes in a standard English translation. Over the centuries, the Church has considered him one of the soundest, clearest, and deepest teachers of the faith. Saint Ignatius, when he founded the Society of Jesus, told us it's in our constitutions to follow the teaching of Saint Thomas Aquinas. What is remarkable about Thomas Aquinas' life and his teaching for us to learn and imitate with all of his extraordinary intelligence? He was a very humble man. First lesson: intelligence is not incompatible with humility. And the more intelligent a person is, the harder it is for that person to practice humility. The temptation is to think everybody will naturally be inferior to oneself. Thomas Aquinas was a hard worker. He not only wrote a great deal, he thought a great deal. And in my 25 years of teaching my own Jesuits their theology, I believe the laziest faculty of a human being is a mind. Most people will do anything, give them hard work, anything. Shoveling coal, digging ditches, anything but think. Thinking is hard work. Thomas Aquinas is a model of the effort it takes to think. Another lesson. Thomas Aquinas was a man of deep, very deep prayer. He said, "Everything that I have learned from our Lord, and mainly from our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament." Since we're told to follow his example, I've been trying as well as I can. Over the years, most of the writing I've done has been before the Blessed Sacrament. But Thomas Aquinas was, and for our purpose, especially a good, obedient religious. Only God knows what we will be able to achieve in the apostolate, provided we are good, simple, humble, obedient religious. And all that Aquinas has been able to do now for over 700 years has been due in large measure to the fact that he was a faithful member of a religious order. There is just so much that we can do as individuals. It is belonging to a religious family that multiplies our effectiveness beyond anything we could ever do alone. One of the most important books that St. Thomas Aquinas published was his defense of religious life. And especially, and this is 700 years ago, a defense of religious engaged in the apostolate. In his day, it was considered almost a contradiction. What are religious supposed to do? Well, what else? They're supposed to be behind cloistered walls, silent, not heard from, not mingling with the people. In a word, religious and Aquinas' day were associated with a cloistered, hidden, contemplative life. It was especially he who opened up and how grateful we are, you as missionaries of charity, and myself as a member of the Society of Jesus. But my friends, it is not easy to live a deep, strong, prayerful, religious life and be active in the apostolate with other people. I don't believe there is anything on earth that is more demanding. The more we work with others, the more we mingle with other people, the more people we're exposed to, the more, as we say, active we are, the more we need. And this is the main lesson that Thomas Aquinas has to teach us. The more we need, dear Lord, how we need to be deep, strong lovers of prayer and union with God. We've spoken during the seminar so far about being channels of grace to other people, and that we shall be only as effective in bringing souls closer to God as we are close to God ourselves. But let's have no illusion. It is the hardest, I mean it, the hardest part of religious life, to live a life of prayer. And I mean the adjective from the depths of my heart, to be always, always in the presence of God, united with Him, and yet working with other people. In other words, we are to be contemplatives. That's right. And the more active our work, the more we are mingling, mixing with other people, the more contemplative we have to be. That doesn't mean we go along with eyes closed, not looking at anybody. It means we are always, and I mean always, in the presence of God, speaking with Him, listening to Him, even as we are busy with other people. That is the main lesson of the official teacher appointed by the popes, the official teacher of the Catholic Church, Lord Jesus. We thank you for today's saint. Help us to be contemplative, deep contemplative in action, always united with you, even as we deal with other people, because, dear Savior, it is you who are to teach others through us, on one condition, that we are never for a moment separated from you in our mind and our heart. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. For all the religious throughout the world, that they may learn the most difficult lesson we have to know, to be contemplatives united with God while working with other people. Let us pray to the Lord for your own personal petitions. Lord, hear our prayer. That what we ask for in faith we may obtain through the merits of your mother, the seed of wisdom. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Goodness we have in the vegetable, which earth has given in human hands of man, it will become for us the better this water and wine, may we come to share with you in your faith, to humble himself, to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for your goodness we have this wine to offer. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God. Lord God, we ask you to receive us and be pleased with the sacrifice of humble and heart. Lord, wash it in me, cleanse me from my sin. Brethren, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his church.
Amen. Lord, accept our sacrifice on this feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, and following his example, may we give you our praise and offer you all we have. Grant this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
We ask God to
give
you thanks and praise.
Father, all powerful and ever living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks. You give the church this feast in honor of St. Thomas Aquinas. You inspire us by his holy life, instruct us by his preaching, and give us your protection in answer to his prayers. We join the angels and the saints as they sing their unending hymn of praise.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Lord, you are holy indeed, the fountain of all holiness. Let your Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given up to death, a death he freely accepted, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." Supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Savior of the world. In memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Father, this life-giving bread, this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us go in love, together with John Paul, our Pope, Cardinal Glemp, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, and with all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence to the Father in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the
world.
Have mercy
on us.
May this meat of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. Lord Jesus Christ, with faith in your love and mercy, I eat your body and drink your blood, that it not may be condemnation, but hell in mind and body. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to be, but only say the word, and I shall be. May the body of Christ be made to everlasting life. Blood of Christ, may we do everlasting life. The body of Christ. 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 the body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
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 The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. 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 Amen.
Thank you.